All right, welcome back to Queens Unapologetically Us. Here we are, Trina and Mello, with our homie Selly Cell. Let's turn this so I can hear you nice and loud. Today's episode is gonna be part two, sex and romance, including love this time, because we didn't really
talk about love.
Yeah, we didn't like include love
but
in it.
But you know, I was just waiting for the second part, because yeah. I noticed we didn't talk so much about love in the first one, so I was like, okay, I'll just wait and hold on to my thoughts on love.
So with Valentine's Day coming up, we're including love. First off, we want to make sure that you guys are following us on Instagram and Twitter by the same name, Queens Unapologetically Us. We would love your support. We want to hear what you guys think, want to hear any suggestions you guys have for topics.
Engage with us.
Yes.
You feel me?
We want that.
We want that. We want you guys to... We want to hear you guys' opinions, too. Your voice matters, too. So...
Because we've heard some things, and they're good things, so we want to...
Yeah, we want to...
If there's something you want to hear
talk
differently,
about,
or,
yeah.
You know...
Discuss, have us discuss, and, you know... Yeah, give us some feedback, questions, anything. So, what...
Where should we start? We did have our little questionnaire that we did, but like just among us, like we can answer some of these questions for fun.
Yeah, because I got some feedback from
you wanna,
my people. So if you want me to drop some numbers,
drop some numbers on.
I got
us.
Some interesting stuff. So we had like a few questions, some general questions that we were throwing out to the people, and. So I'm just going to do it as of right now, at this time, these are the results from, and these are my people. Let me preface this by, these are like people of all ages, colors. It's not just primarily black folks and not, you know, primarily people in their 30s, but this is like a gang of different people. So the first question was, have you ever been in love? So 88% of people say yes. 88% of people say yes. So 12% said no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about us? I mean,
that's what I'm curious about. Let's go around the table.
We'll start with Mello.
I mean, I answered the question. I answered the questions because I know. I know the people that I would have asked their answers. I did ask a few people a certain question because I was very interested in certain things. But I mean, what was the second question?
The second one was, like, have you broken someone's heart?
Mm-hmm. The first two questions, I said yes. Because I know for
so
sure.
Have you ever been in love? So, yes, you've been in love?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have. I know that I thought I was with my first, like, real boyfriend. And then afterwards, it was like, oh, that couldn't have been love. Like, that... Like, yes, in the moment, I deeply cared for him, but, like, years later, I was like, okay, well, what does love really mean? Like, it's really about, like, unconditional love, like, because that, you can build towards that. We were only together for, like, just over 2 years, but I was afraid of him for the most part. I'm like, well, that wasn't love. Like, I don't think that love should involve any type of fear for your safety or well-being or that of, you know, those you care about. So again, I thought I was in the moment, 18, 19, 20, 21, but in reality, no. But I have been in love, and that kind of, it was more recently, actually. I would say the last guy I dated, I was in love with, and I saw how much I was willing to do for my relationship, because I'd never really... Not that I didn't try in other relationships, but it was like, oh, I see a red flag, like, deuces, bro, I'm out. Like, we don't need to work through none of that. Like, I'm good. Whereas this last guy, I really wanted it to work because I was in love with him and I did love him. And I loved what we could possibly be and get to in the future. So I have, yes.
That's going to lead me to another question that we probably need to talk about because... before I answer for myself, I'm curious, and I don't think we asked the people this, but can you love again, or can love die, and can you start love again with somebody else? So that's, I think that's another question we need to hop into. But for me, I also answered yes. Have you ever been in love currently? So yeah, I'm in love right now.
Oh,
I know, isn't that adorable?
Horrible. You're the only one.
I don't know. I can't.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
I can't. Me being in love right now, it. Oof.
She said, "Oof."
I can't. I could see it, but I'm also more driven with goals. Mm-hmm. I can honestly say, if I had to choose love over goals, I would choose my goals. I'm just saying, as far as a female,
mm-hmm.
just because chasing love is not too much beneficial.
I mean, I think it also depends. Like, if, and I'm, you know, I'm just speaking generally, I'm not speaking about you.
Yeah.
Like, I think there might be an issue with people who chase love.
As opposed
to just letting it happen to you.
Yeah.
And so for me, the reason why I can say that I am is that I've accepted this relationship, accepted love into my life, because I wasn't looking for it. You know what I mean? I mean, I was dating, but I'm like, where I was at before I met her, it was sort of just like, you know, I'm open to whatever happens. Like, I'm not making it a goal to be like, yo, I'm gonna find someone to be in love with.
Mm-hmm.
I was casually dating or whatever, but you know, I do think that's where problems happen. I think if you do find someone that you're open to love, you're open to opportunity, you might be able to be open to goals too at the same time, especially with that person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can balance it, that's, you know, again, that's to each their own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the third question.
The second. The other question I had was, have you ever broken someone's heart? 69% said yes, 31% said no. I thought that was an interesting answer.
Mm.
You know, looking at like 88% yes, they've been in love, and then someone 69% said they broke someone's heart. So I don't know. These numbers are kind of like interesting to me.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we could have, at least after the first question asked, are you still with that person?
Yeah.
So then if most people are still together, then, you know, maybe they've been together for a long time. But you may not know if you've broken somebody's heart.
Yeah.
I asked somebody, you know, the question, and he's like, he was saying to him, like, breaking somebody's heart is like, you are like, not that you're controlling their life, but they moved back home, or they lost their job. Like breaking somebody's heart, like, really is like affecting them in some way. Not just, oh my God, I'm so sad, I thought I was gonna marry you, that we were gonna be together forever. Like, I don't want to date anybody else. But it's like detrimental, like, to them, is how he categorized like breaking somebody's heart or having your heart broken. Where it's like, no, bro, like, I'm depressed. Like, I've been crying for months. I'm not getting out of bed. I'm not eating, or I'm overeating, or, you know, he felt like it was like more dramatic than, oh, we broke up and like I'm not gonna date for like a month or so. Like, he felt like it was like really impactful, breaking somebody's heart or having your heart broken. I'm like, and just like, well, I was like, taking that definition, I was like, I don't think I've broken anybody's heart. I don't think, but I also don't talk to exes. So like, there's the fact that if you may not think you broke somebody's heart because you didn't talk to them after that. So you don't.
I think people take it differently too, because well, I'll tell you, like, in certain situations when my heart was broken, quote unquote, like, some depending on how deep into it I was with this person, like, I either snapped right back into it, I was like, I don't give a fuck, and I wasn't down and out, you know, I wasn't getting my Drake and drive on, you know, I was doing what I needed to do to get better. So I mean, I think people, it looks different in different people, a broken heart. You know what I mean? Some people just mask it. I know probably men do that a lot too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think it depends. As far as the definition, trying to define it as like, oh, someone's heart is broken. I don't think someone needs to necessarily be all sad and down and out, you know what I mean? So it's hard to tell if you broke somebody's heart, because some people act like it didn't even bother them.
True.
That is true.
But yeah, so that was interesting.
Yeah.
This one, so the last question was, have you ever broken someone's heart? And that was 69% said yes. But then I asked, have you had your heart broken? And 92% of the people who answered said yes. That's intriguing to me.
That is
so we got a lot of people who are like, nah, I haven't.
Yeah, I ain't done nothing wrong, but...
but I've had my heart broken.
Yeah, I've had wrong done to me. That's...
That's intriguing.
Yeah.
I think
that's it.
Well, I mean, like, that's, like...
But see, I feel like everybody's had their heart broken. When people be like, no, I haven't, you're lying. Because you've had your feelings hurt. You're human. People are human. Like, when people be like, no, I never had my heart broken, I'd be so confused.
I feel like I haven't had my heart broken. I've been let down, but I don't feel that my heart was broken.
You don't feel like you, like, I don't, yeah.
Like, I feel like it was more, because I'm thinking of somebody, the guy I was engaged to.
Mm.
We had, like, a whirlwind relationship. Like, we were together for, like, 4 months before he, not even 4 months, it was, like, 3 months, and he proposed.
Mm.
And I said yes. And we were only together for a total of 8 months. So we had this whole, like, relationship that seemed like we had, like, years of stuff going on. You know, he had kids. His kids called me mom. At least the younger one did. Like, in 8 months, like, all of this stuff happened so quickly. But towards the end, it was, like, so, like, and toxic's the wrong word. It was volatile. Like...
Mm.
It was really bad. And so for me, it was because of all the, like, shit that was going on. My heart wasn't broken at the end because I was so, like, it was just, like, bad. Like,
But that also, so like, brings me to ask you.
You said you loved.
Yeah, that also makes me think, like, okay, so did you love him because you were younger?
25.
Yeah, so... Did you love him unconditionally?
No, not exactly. Not a chance. And so, my love for him was, I loved, the last guy I was with, I loved more than the guy I was engaged to. Mm-hmm. I've loved people more than I loved him. Right. It was more of like...
So when that ended, your heart wasn't broken with the last
guy?
That was again, more of a disappointment that I'm like, I'm doing so much for us, and I feel like you're not trying. Mm-hmm. Like, it was, so it was, I got frustrated at the end. And because he was somebody who was a friend, I'm like, I don't know how to end this and be friends with you. Because you may not want to be friends with me. You may be like, fuck her. Why would I want to be friends? Like, we dated, didn't work, like, peace. Like, but I'm like, I value you and your friendship. We just want different things. And that's what it came down to is, yes, I'm, I feel like I'm putting all this in to make us work. And I don't think that you are. But you also finally told me you don't want to get married. That marriage wasn't the next step for you. That kids was, maybe. So
I look at it like that, like the way you describe it, like me being disappointed or let down, especially by someone you really love, is my heartbreaking because I can't get something that I had planned. Like you said, I was loving where we were going. Mm-hmm. I saw potential with us. And then the fact that we can't do this because we want two different things and now I gotta let you go as a partner. That breaks my heart.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, that's just, it might just be verbiage.
I guess,
but no,
I feel
because
like.
Because I feel the same way you do. Because I've been in relationships where I love the person and then you letting me down, I think kind of different in relationships. And I know people have different views on this topic because it's very interesting to hear you guys' view. But I do agree with you on that because. If you let me down, that's kind of like my heartbreaking. I feel like, damn, I put my hope, I believed in you, and then this happens. And yeah, I've had my heart broken.
Shattered, you know?
Yeah,
I feel like to have my heart broken is like for somebody to leave me. Like when I get to the point where I'm done with that relationship, I'm like the feelings are done. And I've been done for not just like, oh, hey, it came out of nowhere and I just can't do this anymore. And it was like maybe a couple of days I was thinking about it. No, I will go, especially, again, somebody I really care about, like this guy, it took me 2 months to break things off.
So, okay, so let me ask you another question. This is a follow-up question. Has anybody you've ever dated or you were with broken up with you?
Only the first guy, and that was because, because he was crazy. He was like legitimately crazy, and I broke up with him, and he'd pop up at my job, he'd pop up at my house, he'd pop up at my school. So I couldn't leave him. He was so controlling that he wouldn't let me break up with him. So I stayed in that relationship until he was like over it, and I was like, man, like, and like, and I like purposely made things like boring and like not fun.
Did everything you could
because he wouldn't leave me alone. Like, and that's how like those type of like manipulative people get, is when they find somebody that they can control, they're gonna hold on to you.
Yeah,
because they may not be able to have somebody else whose life they can take over.
I wonder, maybe it's just your experiences, because like there's been times where I've dated someone and it just seemingly like everything's going well. And then, like, the next day, they're just like, bam, oh, by the way, I feel differently. And I'm just like, bro, what? Like, I thought we were building something here. And, I mean, I guess that's a little bit, like, of a broken heart, especially if you start building something.
Yeah.
And then, like, the potential of where you were going to go is taken from you, especially when you think everything's going well.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're just kind of like, hey,
and that's back.
But, like, so I've been broken up with. People have broken up with me. And in certain situations, my heart was broken, for sure.
That's what I feel like happened with the last guy, because he even said, he was like, he's like, where is this coming from? And like, I felt bad. I did feel really bad. And I guess that as possibly as close as I possibly a broken heart was that I was hurting him. That's because he was like, well, I'm doing all these things. Like, isn't this enough for you? And that was a part of my like fear of breaking up with him, because I'm like, he's making all these changes, but it's not enough. And it's like, well, and I've never been, and I hope to never be that woman who's like, you need to be better and do better, and I need to have this and have that. And it wasn't that. It was like, I just want to get our own place together. Like, we're living with my family. How can you be okay? It's like, oh, well, you know, we could, like, how can you be okay with me or us living with my family, living off of my family, essentially? Like, it's one thing if, like, I mean, right now I live with my cousin, but, like, you and your partner living with, like, your, you know, somebody's family. Yeah, it's like you, like, not to say that he wasn't a man, but, like, you need to be more of a man and make sure that we can get where we need to go. But it just, again, it was, and he's making the changes that I'm asking, but he's still like lagging. And it came down to the fact that he didn't want to do it. And I'm like, you should have been honest with me about that. Cause I'm never going to push you to do something you don't want to do. But if you tell me, yeah, I want to do it, that seems cool. That's a great opportunity for us. Then I'm going to be like, all right, what do we need to do? Do you need me to support you? You need me to like wake you up in the morning? Like whatever you need me to do, I will do it. But if you're not into it, then we can drop that and never pick it up again. And wasn't honest about that.
That's fair. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and try and change your definition, try and change your mind. Like, no, girl, you got your heart broken. Like, I'm not trying to do that. But,
nah.
It's interesting to hear like how the way you, I mean, I see it. I see what you're saying.
But I feel like it, I don't know. Maybe it was.
I get it.
But
that's why I asked you, were you in love with the person that you're engaged to? Because
not really.
Not like, really. This situation, I know you were in love with that person.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a part of you was hurt from that situation.
Yeah, I was
situation.
Hurt. You feel me? But it wasn't heartbroken.
It was like, okay, well, maybe this person is not the person for me. I want him to be, but he's not.
I guess maybe.
You feel me?
Maybe. Like, maybe that was like...
It was a letdown. Me understanding the situation, I don't feel like her heart was broken. Because I know how the situation...
I mean, I think we're talking about the same person.
Yeah.
Person
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
How was I at work? Like,
I mean, I could read. I feel like I could read you really well.
Yeah.
You know, and there would be days where I'd be like, "Are you good? Like, what's wrong with you? Is everything okay?" So you were definitely disappointed.
Yeah, but I don't think your heart was broken.
Well, see, I mean, again, I don't. I think that's a personal thing, an individual thing.
Yeah.
Because, like, the way that I see you is probably how I would react. And same thing with you, Mello. Like, I would probably react that way. And I would say, like, I'm heartbroken because a person that I love is not getting to a place where I want them to be so we can grow and be better. So I would be really mad, disappointed, and hurt. And I would be like, yeah, I'm heartbroken. So I think it might just be terminology.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Because, like, I feel like my...
You were hurt.
Like,
you definitely were hurt. You would come to, like, I want this, and he just told me he doesn't want kids, or he's not trying to do this, or he did something and fucked up an opportunity that he had, and that you worked your ass off for him to get. You were mad, hurt, and disappointed, and, like, stressed, and, like, sitting there, like, yo, like, I'm not trying to put you on blast, but, like...
No, I was. Like, that's why I asked you, how was I at work?
Internally, you were struggling.
I was struggling.
I could see it. So, to me, again...
He's like, no, girl, you was broken. You was broke. But, like, I feel like it's, like, my... And maybe, again, that's what I'm saying, maybe I was heartbroken. Or maybe that would be... Whatever I was feeling is... That's gonna be my definition of heartbreak. But again, that was the first and only relationship I really tried for. So for me, I'm like, fuck, like, I finally did something different and it still didn't work. Like, I'm not running away from problems. I'm talking them out with my partner, and, like, nothing I do seems to work.
But I don't feel like your heart was broken. I feel like you learned something.
I definitely learned.
But I don't think, like, your heart was broken, because I see you go through the breakup and was like, okay, sad for a couple of days, like, okay, yeah, this, and then for a month it was kind of like, I wanted this and this is how it turned out. I think you were just, like, let down by the situation more than heartbroken.
This was the only relationship that, like, during and, like, right before it ended and right after it ended, I had a group of people to even go to and talk about stuff. So whereas my other relationships, like, I wasn't always, like, living down here, so I didn't have family around me. I was living, you know, up in the Bay Area. Or when I was down here, like, I didn't date for long enough. And one of my friends was like, oh, well, like, the reason you didn't, like, referring to previous podcast, like, the reason I didn't bring baggage from one relationship to the next is because I didn't stay long enough to even build up baggage. Like, if I'm only with somebody for 2 months, like, I'm really not gonna have much of, you know, anything to, like, carry over or whatever. But this one, like, it was because I knew all his family because we went to school together, and I went to school with his family, but, like, we were in each other's family's lives. Everybody knew him, everybody loved him. Like, they were ready for us to, like, take that next step, and for them and for me, that was marriage and kids and, like, you know, a life together. So it was like, I didn't want to disappoint my family. I didn't want to, like feel like I failed again at another relationship, when it was like, well, this person I've known, like, I did everything differently in that relationship. Everything that I was doing
work, and it was heartbreaking. Boom.
Okay, yes. I have been hurt. I have been broken from a relationship. To sum it all up, the last 15 minutes.
No, I'm gonna put it like this. To some people,
thank you, Professor Celisa,
that are listening, your heart was broken.
Heartbreak can be in different forms.
Exactly.
That's, you know.
Have I had my heart broken? I've had my heart broken.
But sometimes you need to talk things out to come around and be like, okay, yes, that is what happened.
And I also know you to a bit where you have a defense mechanism and you do not like being vulnerable and you do not like to say that you were hurt. Block it all out. Because I know you. You don't sit up here and be like, oh,
but see, you had the chance to know me while I was in the relationship, and then a chance to see me out after the relationship.
You'd be stiff-arming vulnerability, but... Boop. You'd be stiff in our room. Bow. Ah, no. Can't catch
I'm a cancer. Like, crab.
It's like this, blue bow. No.
I wear my home on my back. If I need to retreat, like, you're not breaking this shell down if I don't want you to.
But see,
but
also, like, me being, you've seen my heart broken. Like, she's seen me, like, like, and it's more of, I think you watched me have my heart broken and was like, she'll be fine. She'll be fine. Like, it's never like I'm depressed. I just be like, but nah, I need to call my best friend and I need to talk and like vent for a little bit and then I'll be fine. Just give me 5 minutes. And I think this last relationship, she seen me be like, yo, what just happened? I really just did a whole bunch of things I don't usually do. And I did it. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I was just shitted on. What do I do now?
Yeah.
And it wasn't so much me being let down. It was a person's actions. I already knew what was going to happen. I already expected the worst. But for you to repeatedly do something and then be like, oh, well, it is what it is. That was, to me, like, oh, you're not going to change. That was heartbreak for me.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to change. Even though you say you want to, you're not going to change.
Yeah, that's hard. That's hella difficult. Yeah.
So I was just, that was heartbreak for me. Like, before that, I've never...
I said, I almost drink all my coffee.
Oh, shit.
Sorry.
But I've, like, relationships before then, I think I've experienced heartbreak twice. Because I've been in love with twice in my life. I have. To where it really was like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. This feeling sucks. I was in a relationship for 4 to 5 years, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, it went from being very great to very toxic really quickly, and learning how to let a relationship like that go.
Mm-hmm.
I built with this person. We lived together. We basically created our whole lives around each other. So I think I'm happy it happened when I was younger. I was like 18 to 23, so I was happy it happened younger, because even though we really loved each other, we were really young and really didn't even know what the future was going to hold for the both of us.
Mm-hmm.
So I wish her the best. We don't speak. We broke up off bad terms. We're still kind of on bad terms, but I think we both experienced heartbreak in that relationship.
Yeah, I think, and see, that's the thing. I mean, it really depends. Again, I preface this by saying I'm hella emotional. I'm all about emotions.
Yeah.
You know, like I already mentioned Drake. Drake's my dude. So I literally will be draking and driving, you know what I'm saying? But I'm that type of person. So, like, even when it's not, like, long-term relationships, like I said, when someone disappoints you, it's heartbreaking, especially if you see potential, or like you ever have like a really good first date or good second date, third date, and like you like all my favorite things, I like all your favorite things, mm-hmm. da-da-da-da-da, and then it just like fizzles out or something happens, yeah. Burns out or anything, or you get cheated on or whatever the case may be. And even like to me, you know, so for me, I probably have my heart broken a hell of times, you know what I mean? Like little instances. Now, to the degree that I went to, like, whether I was down and out or just, like I said, you know, fuck you, I'm good, like, and get back to it. Mm-hmm. It really just varies on the person and how much I was feeling at that time. Yeah. I do think with experience, too, like, I mean, when I was younger, I think I definitely would say I was more heartbroken when I was younger. As I got older, I realized, like, man, I wasn't really invested in this. Yeah. Or, like, I, you know, there was really no potential. You know, sometimes you just get blinded by somebody or you just... Or it's so intense and you're just like, yo, this is so good. Yeah, you know what I'm mm-hmm. talking about. Where it's a whirlwind of something and it's just like, yo, this is going to be the best thing. You just got blinders on,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so you start realizing that with age and experience and just maturity, you're just kind of like, yo, that was doomed from the beginning. So yeah. My heart has gotten less broken over the years. And, you know, I've grown and I've probably started dating or been in better relationships mm-hmm. as I've gotten older. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, ooh, that was good.
That was.
Another question. Okay. this is the way I read it, so this is how I present it to people. Mm-hmm. Maybe I read it wrong, and you can tell me, but the question I read to everybody was, can you be in love with multiple people?
Yes.
And I don't know.
That was a good
question. That's good, because I just got a response for that one. I was like, oh, I didn't think of it that way.
How I read it.
You already knew. So it was, because I was like, oh, man, that's like way down the list, because we have,
But see, this is the thing, though, that... Okay, I'm just going to say it because our audience, you guys are going to get in on this question, because I seen that question and was like, yo, this has been brought up so many times in our conversations and how we discuss things and just our dating lives in general. Mm-hmm. And I want to hear other people's views on this, because my whole thing is I don't date multiple people.
Like at one time.
At one time. I just don't. But as far as dating, I feel like talking to someone is not dating them.
Yeah, see, filling them out. Betting them.
Terminology.
See, and that's so like, my
we've talked about this before.
Like, so my friend that we're gonna have to have as a guest on, his thing is like date, he's like, what do you mean by dating? And I'm like, well, mm-hmm. Because there's people saying dating as in you're exclusive, it's just you and this one person, and you guys are possibly put a label on it, possibly didn't. I meant in whatever form you think. Because for me, dating is like dates. Like, we go out to the movies, we go out to eat, we hang out at your place, hang out at my place. Like, we're not boyfriend and girlfriend, and we haven't talked about any type of exclusivity yet. We're just dating. So I can date multiple people. I can go out with multiple people doing random activities. Now, once we decided to be exclusive, are we... So we're monogamous.
Okay, so this... Okay. Okay, hold on. Time out. False start. Okay, hold on. I'm going to look at it this way. Okay. All right. So, is it... This is the way I look at it. And you can disagree or agree and... You know, tell me what your opinion.
Uh-huh.
The way it's like a layer for me. So the first is like talking. There's nothing exclusive. You're just kind of getting to know each other. You're flirting. You know, there's mutual interest. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's talking to someone, and then you move to the dating stage. And to me, dating is exclusive if that's been talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like you can date, and to me, I agree with you, going out, building stuff, seeing each other, checking in, texting me when you get home, blah, mm-hmm. da, 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 you know, maybe meeting their friends,
mm-hmm.
Hanging out with them, doing those things. That to me is like dating, exclusively dating. To me, it becomes exclusive if you start having sex too. Because here's the thing. If that conversation is had, because I think you can have sex and with multiple people and dating multiple people unless there's a conversation. Because if you don't have that conversation...
Yes. That's the clause. If there's a conversation, definitely. So again, which is why I'm like, dating, based on whatever you think dating is,
yeah.
My idea is the same as yours. If there's no conversation of me being exclusive, until you say... I don't want you fucking anybody else. I'm gonna fuck somebody else.
Right, exactly.
I'm probably gonna have I have sex often on the first date, encounter, people. Meet, whatever. It's whenever I feel comfortable with you. I don't always feel comfortable with somebody the first time I meet them. So I'm not gonna fuck you.
Melo's got something to share.
But if I do feel comfortable with you, I will. So again, we date opposite. Because we're skipping the question without answering it yet. But one of the questions was, I only asked you because I know that she doesn't have sex right away, and I oftentimes do. So sex on the first date or meet, she's like, probably not. But like, I'm like a 3-date rule. Like, oh, on third date. Like, that was like the 90s. Like, oh, the third date. That's when
I have a 30-day rule.
Or like 30 days or 3 months. Like, she's trying to really fill you out. That's cool. I'm trying to get mine in.
Yeah.
But
I think that comes with intentions. Like, you gotta let a person know. And that's the problem. Like, all fuckers don't be talking to people. I'm all about honesty.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? See, like, when you first start talking to someone, it's like, what are you looking for? I'm just looking to fuck or mm-hmm. I'm looking to date.
See, oh, that too. That's, for sure.
I have this thing with myself because, boy, I'm not going to lie, I got trust issues. I need to know your intentions. I'm one of those. I want the truth all the time. All the time. So if you're not truthful in the beginning and I notice, you're going to wait. You're going to wait. Like, you'll be put in a friend zone really quickly with me. And over the years, it's been more and more. And why I say that is because I can't access to myself. Like we were discussing, like mm-hmm. I couldn't access to me. I had to learn how to have boundaries with certain things. Cause like I said, I had my heart broken and I did not like that at all. I didn't like to be that vulnerable with somebody that told me they loved me and actually really didn't, had a whole bunch of different intentions than I did. So like I couldn't, with me, I just, with dating and sex, I'm like, nah, I'm gonna wait. I have a 3-month rule. I've been going by a 3-month rule for probably, I would say, 2 years now? 2 years, going on 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's the success rate?
It's
like,
been...
has it gone well?
Yeah, it's been really interesting. I can't say.
Well, you've really gotten to know people before you have sex with them.
Yeah.
And that's...
Yeah.
You know, or got to know people and then were like, nah, I don't want to have sex with you.
Yeah. Which, because, like, you know. I say...
But I don't, I don't know if that, so, but you're also dating women and I'm dating men.
Yeah.
So there was like a time where I was like, oh, I have to fuck this guy because he's not going to call me.
Yeah.
If I don't put out on the first date, he's not going to call me. And so then I had to get to the point where I was like, well, first of all, I shouldn't be doing this if I don't want to.
I'm going
to
be honest.
Second, like if he's not going to call me back because I didn't put out the first night, then
I'm going to be very honest. Well, yeah,
but that was my fear. Oh, because I've not done it before and then they didn't hit me up. I'm worried that, like, guys aren't going to hit me up. And so I had to get to where I was like, well, if he's not going to hit me up just because I didn't put out, then I don't need to talk to him anyway. So I'm good.
I think
I just happen to really like sex, so I'm going to fuck you if I like you.
Masculinity we were talking
but
about.
I think, yes. I think a lot of, I'm a lesbian, so I think heterosexuals think the gay dating world is different, and it's really not. Cause like I told you, I done had experiences where girls was like busted open, like, bro.
Yeah, I know. And I was like, girl with her leg all over you in the car. You're like, hi, nice to meet you.
Like, I don't want to. And I think it's more of that person for real. And
definitely.
Their values or their morals. Like, I don't. It took me a while to be like, because when I was younger, when you're young, you really don't care. You're trying to meet and your hormones and you trying to just do whatever. And I got tired of having the same cycle happen, so I wanted to try something different. Yeah. Now, I didn't want to keep having like weird ass relationships and having sex with somebody and then having this bond that we shouldn't even never had in the beginning. Because we're obviously not compatible. So it took me a minute to like really be like, okay, what do I need to do? And as far as just being a woman in general, I wanted to really heal from certain things. I always push women should always love on themselves. Even though it's really hard, as a woman I can say it's hard in society now. So loving on yourself.
I think it's really important for everybody to love themselves. So I'm with you on that.
Because then you could figure out your value and you could figure out who's right for you and what your wants are and what you...
And I do think that it's a again, this goes back to what I'm saying. It's like, it's an individual thing because I think I can still... Just because I, you know, like we were talking about bodies, you know, just because I have hella count or hella numbers doesn't mean I devalue myself.
Exactly.
So I think it really depends on your view because, I mean, like, there's a point in time where it was just fun, you know?
Yeah.
It was like, and I knew what I was getting myself into. Like, I wasn't looking for anything serious anyway. I'm just about having fun and hooking up and having sex or whatever the case may be. And then when it gets to a certain... you know, where I got into my life, where I wanted to have a serious relationship, I didn't necessarily be like, oh, first date, like this is gonna end terribly or whatever. I've had good relationships that started from sex on the first day or first date, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I've had bad relationships from waiting, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it just, what you were saying, it just really depends on the person, depends on yourself, depends on what you're looking for, mm-hmm. what you're, you know, and I think your understanding of like,
and it gives you an understanding of you, what you want sexually. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, mm-hmm. that you might have some, like you said, you might have sex with somebody and it's like the worst sex you have. But, like, the 3-month rule for me, it helped. I'm not going to lie. It helped me figure out me. Just because I take that time to, okay, let me figure this person out and let me understand where this person is coming from. And
mm-hmm.
and I'm more of an intellectual. Like, if I can have an intellectual conversation with you, that's attractive to me.
But see, I'm the same way, too. If I have an intellectual conversation, we sit up there and talk for 6 hours, then we start making out, and then one thing leads to another. I'm
yeah.
all for it.
Yeah, it's a vibe.
And
so.
Again, it's individual. Like, it depends on the person, and maybe it's because I'm a man. I don't know. Biologically, maybe that's the reason.
Yeah.
Who knows? But I just know that, like, for me personally, I never had a rule. I've always respected every woman's rule. Like, I'm not going to be pushy. I'm not going to try and change her mind on it. I think to get to a place where you're intimate with someone physically, it's got to be organic. It's got to
mm-hmm.
happen naturally. So if it happens... Because there's women who are like, oh, you know, I had a rule, but, you know, it is what it is. And do you have any regrets? No? Okay, then we're good. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I personally don't have a rule. I never have. Trina, I think you said no too, right?
Nah. I wrote that down. I was like, N-A-W, nah. 3 months?
Nah.
I'm too horny for that. I'm too horny to...
A long time. I respect people who can do it.
Yeah, more power to you. But,
you know.
If I'm waiting 3 months and we're not having sex, no, I'm having sex with somebody else.
Nah. Like,
if we're not exclusive.
But
I'm not going
to
cheat on somebody.
To about the transfer of energy.
Yeah. And
so,
that's,
you feel me? That's why I took the 3 month rule.
But for me, I don't feel... I believe that that's a thing, but I don't, like... For me, like, having sex with somebody, not that it doesn't mean anything, but it doesn't have to mean anything to me. Like,
I do think
and
that's,
I don't,
that's another thing.
I don't
too.
Feel
like,
that
people,
it
might...
it takes from me.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
it can
yeah.
take from you. If it's, like, a really negative person, they can be taking from your spirit, if you will. But I feel like, that, like you already said, like, I don't have to be vulnerable, like... And you won't get that from me, even during sex. Like, that's not, like, I'll have sex and I won't call you the next, you won't hear from me ever again.
Yeah, see.
Like, but that's.
Yeah, some people are just able to disconnect those emotions.
Yeah.
Sexually,
and to
know?
Me,
I think
like.
You can, everybody can do that too. A lot of people do that.
But, like, to me, it's mm-hmm. the transfer of energy. That's why I got the 3 month rule too. The transfer of energy. Like, I don't want to sleep with somebody and you got bad juju. I'm sorry. I don't
well, I mean,
want
yeah,
to.
I mean, you can fill that out, though.
Yeah,
like,
I don't want to.
And
that's
I
why
do. That's what I'm
yeah.
saying. Like, I don't have sex with everybody I've met
yeah.
And had a date with because I did, like, that was, that energy was
not
good.
There, yeah.
Like, to the point where I'm like, I'm not going to hug you goodbye. I'm just going to walk away or get out of the car or do whatever because,
right.
I, like, if your energy
was,
is off,
yeah.
your vibe is off, you're all that, like,
I'm not
fucking with it.
Yeah.
Peace.
I'm not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Deuces, bro, which is what I always say. But we skipped over our question, and my friend just texted me a response
oh, yeah.
that I was like, for if, can you be in love with multiple people? And I asked that because I thought of the movie Savages, where the chick, they're in, like, I don't know, Malibu or somewhere, and she, like, is in love with two different men. One is, like, super hardcore, you know, ex-military, like, he just fucks. And he gives her it good, like, just, you know, it's, like, rough and raw and manly, if you will. And then the other guy is, like, sensitive and sweet and makes love to her. So, like, she's, like, they're, like, together they make the perfect man for her. And, but she gets what she needs from each of them. And I'm, like, can you really... can you really, like, truly be in love with two different people? And what my friend said was, she believes you can, but she was talking about being in love with your ex and then meeting somebody new and being in love with that person. Mm-hmm. So you're still in love with your ex, but you know nothing's ever going to work. That nothing happened. You've been there, done that. You don't want to date them, but you still have love, or maybe still be in love with them, but you have moved on and now are in love with somebody else.
Okay, so and I'm like, I got 44% said yes, you can be in love with multiple people at once. So 56% say no. Yeah. How do y'all feel?
Yes.
Yes or no, just straight up.
Yes, said, because I've been in that situation where I was in love with two people, just like she gave that example. I went
and I'm like, I didn't think of that before. But.
And no, I went through this. Like I told you, I was with somebody for 4 years, and an ex popped up, two exes popped up, and one I was really, really still in love with. The other one, not so much, but I think because I was in a new relationship and I was in love with her, it was a weird feeling. Like, it was like, oh man, I'm really in love with this person, but this person I do have history with, and we didn't break up off bad terms. It was the distance why we broke up. So, and I mean, I didn't cheat on my girlfriend at the time with my ex. But my ex could still see I was in love with her. And it kind of put a strain on the relationship.
Were you telling your girlfriend at the time that you loved her?
Yeah. I'm very honest in relationships.
So how did she, I know, like you said, it put a strain on a relationship. Did she ever call you out on that? Like, yo, you're still in love with your ex?
Yeah, she did once. And we had we talked about it, and she, like, before, she was in love with one of her exes, and we had an understanding because she knew I wasn't going to cheat. I'm not the type to cheat. Like, I'm really honest in relationships about my feelings or what's going on with me, because I feel like that person that I'm with should know, and it shouldn't be any secrets or anything to hide. I'm going to tell you. So when I told her, I think, yeah, it hurt her. But in a sense, she was kind of like, okay, I understand where you're coming from. Because we're human.
She was in that situation too, right?
Yes. She wasn't judgmental, mm-hmm. which was cool. But it put a strain on a relationship. I'm not going to lie. Because it bothered her and her insecurities. Because sometimes she would be like, oh, you're cheating on me with so-and-so. And I'd be like, what are you talking about? Like,
I'm not cheating. It's just an entanglement.
Yeah, it's like the person would literally call me. We would talk all the time. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't, but we never seen each other. Like, we would not go visit each other and do not. Mm-hmm. It was always, we're talking on the phone, oh, how's everything going? And I think my girlfriend at the time kind of felt like, you don't have no respect for me because you're still talking to this person. And at the end of the day, like, I stopped talking to exes when I was younger because I seen how it would affect my relationships. So, and like, me and my exes are not friends. Like, that's no. I still go by that. I'm not going to be your friend, but I will always wish the best for you. And like, if you hit me up and you're like, oh, this is what's going on in my life, I'm gonna cheer you on and be your supporter, because I'm never bitter about how relationships end, or mm-hmm. I never be like, oh, fuck them. I wish the best for you. Like,
okay, so that's a yes. Trina?
See, I don't know, like, because thinking, like, when I end a relationship, which I'm usually the one who ends the relationship, if there any love that I had for you is done. Like, there's no, like, being in love with my ex. Even the last guy, like, mm-hmm. I love him as a friend. I'm not in love with him. I don't have feelings for him. I don't want to be in a relationship with him again. Again, I value his friendship because I've known him for more than half my life. But I don't, I, I guess I could see how it could happen, because if I'm dating multiple people and I'm spending equal-ish time with both of these people, and I'm like, oh my god, I really like this, because I experienced it in a way where I was like, well, this guy has these qualities that I really like, and this guy has these qualities that I really like, and they're not the same qualities, like, they're two different people, like, as far as, like, falling in love with them, I don't really let myself fall in love like that, like, so for me personally, I don't think I could.
I get that.
I think somebody could be in love with two different people at the same time. I don't think that I could, because I don't, like you said, I don't let myself be vulnerable. So I'm not going to be vulnerable with two different people or three different people, because I'm like, even if I let you in, it's really base level. Like, it's really base level until we've decided to be exclusive. Then I'm really going to open up and allow you in. But even then, there were things that my ex, I didn't tell until like the end of our relationship, just because of experiences of telling other people and it going the wrong way. And I'm like, ooh, like, now you're judging me for that? Or now you're like, now you look at me differently? Like, so my vulnerability is like different with each person, but there's no way that I could let myself be vulnerable with two people at the same time.
Yeah. I think people have the capacity to love multiple people at once. I personally can't, not in that way, you know. Obviously, you can have love for someone, mm-hmm. maybe love for an ex, love for, you know, whatever. But being in love with someone, or being in love with multiple people at the same time, I can't comprehend it for me, just for me personally. But I'm sure there are people out there who can do it. But I think I'm more with you. Like, if you're dating casually with multiple people, you can like two people mm-hmm. or like their qualities, and you have to pick one or whatever the case may be, you know what I mean? But like loving, like being in love with more than one person at one time sounds hard.
I guess that can kind of like lead into poly relationships, like where I don't know, maybe they're not looking for love, maybe they're just looking for something casual, but there's the poly relationships where like the three people are in love with each other, I assume. I don't know that I know any poly relationships.
Ask the question. What was the question about poly relationships?
Are you open to them? Or like, how do you, like, you know, like, what's your, and I don't remember who I was saying
90% of the people that I pulled said no. 90% of the people I pulled said no. 10%,
y'all just greedy, yes. That's why. Y'all just greedy.
Well, they said no, though. But like, I mean, and that's the thing, it was like 2020 was the year of poly. I met so many guys who were like, they weren't in them.
They were
all like, hey, I'm interested. What do you think? And it was like the three guys were completely different. So one wanted, he pretty much just wanted 25 kids. So he wanted like a sister wives situation where he had multiple women in separate houses and had kids with each of these women.
That's a lot.
The next guy wanted, because he was like, well, I value like my space, and I like coming home and like it's quiet and nobody's there. So he wanted two women, one that he would possibly marry and have kids with. The other one was like, sometimes it's the three of them together, sometimes it's just him and her, but he only wanted kids with one woman, but he didn't want to live with any women. He wanted to have his own space, and he comes over sometimes, she comes over sometimes, but he has his house to himself. Then the last guy, he wanted a solo poly relationship, which I learned. I was like, okay, there's different poly. So solo poly means he has his girlfriend and he gets to fuck whoever he wants, but she's only with him unless she has a threesome, unless she's with him and another woman. So he's like, I don't want my girl. No, he's like, no man wants to see his woman get fucked by somebody else. I'm like, that's not true. That is not true. You are just too insecure for that.
I'm not even sure these are polyamorous.
No, there's like no,
those are masculinity.
There are different types of poly relationships, guys. Yeah. Like, there's a whole. I looked it up. There's a whole list. I found a website. I found a poly dating site just to get the breakdown of the different poly. So solo poly is there's only one person is sleeping with multiple people. It could be the man or the woman, but there's the ones where it's like the hierarchy where it's like, nope, that married woman is head. Then they have, you know, whatever. There's both people go out and do separate things on their own. There's both people bringing somebody in only. You only have sex with somebody else together. Like, there's levels to this shit.
Yeah, I mean, I see. Of course.
It just seemed like the beginning of last year, I kept meeting guys who were like, how do you feel about poly? And I'm like, what the fuck is in the water? Like, why is 2020 began. It was like, this is a year of poly. Like,
whole thing on poly relationships, I mean, I'm not against it, nor am I, like, fully for it. But I feel like if it's beneficial,
I mean, I say do what works for your relationship.
My whole idea of poly is totally different. I thought a poly relationship was, like, three people, you know.
It can be. Yeah. That is. But there's like 15 different forms of poly.
Poly, in which I'm like,
depending on what, again, it's what works for you. Yeah. Like,
so, yeah, I mean, I'm not against it. I mean, poly relationship.
Okay, let me throw a interesting thing that I've always thought about, and it's sort of what we're talking about. And now I'm speaking as a straight cisgender male. Okay, how do you feel about a bisexual person having a boyfriend and a girlfriend? Like, I've heard of people saying that that's not, and again, maybe it's just individual, but like, not saying that's cheating. Like, oh no, I can have a boyfriend and a girlfriend because I'm bi.
But that's poly if that's what you're doing. Yeah. If your partners know of the other person, that's a poly relationship.
Yeah.
Now, if they're saying that, like, it's this one person, whether it's a man or a woman, and they have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, but that girlfriend and boyfriend don't ever, like, hang out or have sex or do anything together, then that's a certain type of poly. I can't think of the name, but that's a poly relationship. Poly is just more, like, it's just more than, you know, the two people.
Would you consider it cheating if they didn't tell you? Let's say you're dating someone who's bi.
Well, yeah.
And they if, had a...
You can't... You, okay, yeah, well, if you, if we're together...
The question is...
Yeah, if we're together and we've talked about being exclusive and you have a whole nother person, then yes, that's cheating. Now, if we're together and you're like, hey, I would also like to have a boyfriend or a girlfriend because I'm attracted to that person, and we're like, okay, hey, I don't want to be a part of that, but you can do that. Then that's your poly relationship. Mm-hmm. And I don't,
we said it's all about communication.
It is. You know? It's all about communication and what works for you. Like, because then there's the people who are like, we're a couple, and every so often we pick up somebody, and together we do whatever. But before doing any type of minimal research, I just assumed poly was in relation to sex. Like, oh, we're a couple, and we pick up somebody to have sex with. It didn't occur to me that it could be a relationship. Like, no, we have a girlfriend, we have a boyfriend, we have multiple people, or, you know, whatever it is. Like, I never even really thought about it because that wasn't something that I was necessarily. And I mean,
it's just a lot. I didn't know it was that much that went on with the poly relationship.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
There's a lot. But let's.
So, do you guys consider yourself monogamous?
I have only been in monogamous relationships, but I'm open to non-monogamous relationships, but not on your own. Yeah. I'd rather you share the wealth.
And that's one thing that we do agree on.
But like, I don't know.
I don't know. Like, I'm kind of... It depends on the situation for me.
Because that was the conversation I had with my not bisexual, not pansexual, but he likes people. He doesn't really categorize himself as anything. Would I be okay? Like, if we were together, like... And he wanted to be with somebody else, how would I feel about that? And I'm like, well, I mean, what did we establish? Like, did we establish that you can see with other people, you just let me know, or you don't bring them back here, or like whatever it is? Like, then, like, we established that, but I'm like, there's lots of things that I think in theory, but actually playing it out, I don't know how I'd feel, because I can be jealous.
I can be jealous,
like, but I can also be overexcited if I see some shit happening that I want to be a part of. So I'm like, I don't know. That's some deadly waters.